Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you, Joe Foss, and I love it when you say that word real loud and clear. The word Wrigley, because it means spearmint chewing gum, the best variety that there is. Wrigley Spearmint. Now today we have a wonderfully interesting guest. He's a young gentleman who is a critic for the New York Daily News, covers not only the world of music and records and the theater and the nightclubs, but a man who has also distinguished himself as having a tremendous talent for sitting down in a darkened room with a green eyeshade on and turning out some very beautiful notes on the manuscript of a scored piece of music. His name is Doug Watt, and we're going to present also Doug's newest composition, which is recorded on Columbia by one Mr. Frankie Lane. So we'll have an opportunity of talking to this critic from New York and also about pop music today right after we listen to K-Star and Jamie Boy.
Jamie boy, I see you walking by the water, water, blue water, water, my Jamie boy, why are you walking all alone? Somebody should be with you, my Jamie boy, should be holding you, Jamie boy, somebody I know. Jamie boy, I see you walking by the water, water, blue water, water, my Jamie boy, why are you walking all alone? Can't you tell who is watching my Jamie boy? Should be holding you, Jamie boy, somebody I know. Jamie boy, I see you walking by the water, water, blue water, water, my Jamie boy, why are you walking all alone? It is I, who is eager to walk with you, and I'm eager to talk with you, I want you so. My Jamie boy, I see you walking by the water, water, blue water, water, my Jamie boy, why are you walking all alone? 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 Jamie boy.
You know, that's a wonderfully well-produced record. I shall not defend it on the basis of it being great music, although certainly it's more than acceptable music, but it's the arrangement itself, the brassiness of the great orchestral treatment that they give Miss Starr, the vocal group, and of course also Kay's ability to project the lyric of a song that makes this a highly acceptable record, and I hope that you enjoy listening to it as much as we do. Kay Starr and her Victor recording, it's her newest, and it's a pretty big hit here in the Middle West, a thing called Jamie Boy. Speaking about regional hits, a hit being a hit, for instance, in Chicago alone, let me tell you the product that we talk most about on this program is not a regional hit. It's a worldwide hit. It's Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because in every nation of the land where they have Wrigley, and I guess it's all around the world, Wrigley Spearmint is just loved by everyone because it's always such a tasty, delightful treat. And I'll tell you why it's awfully good, because it never spoils your appetite. Now, there are a lot of times during the period of a day where we get just a little bit nervous, fraught with some of the anxieties of modern-day life, and that's when it's nice to reach for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Because for you gals who are always watching the waistline a little bit and perhaps maintaining a diet, this is one product, you see, that is low-calorie. You won't get fat chewing Wrigley Spearmint, and yet at the same time, it just keeps you pleasantly relaxed always. So why don't you plan to have Wrigley Spearmint wherever you go and whoever you are, and it's a product I know you'll always enjoy. Wrigley Spearmint, why don't you get some today? And why don't we go to New York now so that I may pick the brains of a man who knows a lot more about music than I do. His name is Doug Watt, and as we said before, besides being a critic of the various forms of the art in and around New York City, he is primarily, I presume, a music critic. Is that about the right sort of introduction, Doug Watt?
Just about, Howard.
Now, the New York Daily News, if memory serves me right, is the largest single newspaper in the United States of America, right?
Right. By what? More than double the circulation of any other paper.
Is that right? How many readers, Doug?
Over 2 million a day.
2 million circulation. How long have you been associated with the Fourth Estate?
Well, nearly 20 years, Howard.
As always, a critic? Or did you start
as
a
more or
news
less.
Reporter?
I started as a messenger.
Uh-huh.
And then a copy boy, and then a reporter.
Do you like doing the editorial slant of news, which is what you do now, as compared to just handling a story from the standpoint of news coverage and reporting it as it happens?
Oh, yes. Much more.
This is much more exciting.
To me, it is.
Now, Doug, you get a chance, of course, to see a lot of the New York theater. Before we get into this business of music and your career as a songwriter, tell me what's happening on the Broadway stage that we perhaps should know about that don't.
Well, immediately, tonight, South Pacific is going to be revived here, Howard.
Uh-huh.
At the City Center, which is, as you probably know, a municipal theater.
Yes.
And it'll be here for 3 weeks. And it might interest you to know that Mindy Carson, who's familiar to most record fans, is going to sing the lead role of Nellie Forbush.
Is that right? Oh,
yes.
She's a very dear friend of mine. I'm just wondering how a young girl like Mindy Carson will be able to project. Now, her voice is soft and sweet and it has that dulcet tone, but will she be able to project through a vast arena?
Well, I'm sure she will. Of course, the City Center acoustically is not the best of theaters, but the stage will undoubtedly be mic'd up, and after all, they've made preparations for this, and I'm sure she'll be heard.
Well, she's a great performer. Why would they think to revive South Pacific? It actually hasn't been dead for long enough. In fact, it's never really stopped playing, has it, Doug?
I don't know. I suppose not. It must be playing somewhere in Australia right now.
The land down under, the kangaroos must be loving that music.
Yeah.
Now, Doug, about this world of music, you are inclined, I presume, in most of your activity to review some of the so-called long hair, where you go to Carnegie Hall and listen to great music. Why is it that you branch off into the pop field of music? Is this a longing?
In writing or...
In writing.
In reviewing?
In writing.
Well, it's perhaps the extent of my talents in composing, and it's a thing that's always interested me. More specifically, theater music has been what's interested me. And that's the field I've generally tried to aim at.
You mean the musical comedy? The semi...
Yes, and musical comedy and musical theater in a broader sense than that, too. Opera, I've always been interested in the confluence of Broadway and the world of opera in such works as Porgy and Bess.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, more recently the things Giancarlo Minotti has done on Broadway.
Yes. Do you find it hard to reconcile yourself to these various music forms, Doug? In other words... having come away from good music, to have to listen to and review music that is less finely done, shall we say. Is this a hardship for you? Can you do it dispassionately?
Yes, I can, because I think the clue is in your phrase, less finely done. I feel music is one from, say, a piece of rock and roll music to a Wagner opera, and within its own scope... It can be well done, poorly done, or just plain trash. But I think that's the only criterion, how well a thing is done for what it's worth.
Well, what is your final appraisal, though, of music as we know it on phonograph records today? Now, among other things, you also write a swell record column for the New York Daily News.
Well, thanks,
Is this good music? Is this music that is not good for the youngsters to listen to? I, frankly, am a little bit in a quandary about it, Doug.
You mean rock and roll?
Yes.
Well, if you're talking about its moral implications, I don't feel it has any at all. I don't feel it's dangerous in any respect.
Well, do you think our kids are developing a so-called tin ear in which they have lost their appreciation for the better things?
That's possible. We were discussing this last night, and Cy Coleman mentioned that, you know Cy, the
pianist, yes,
sure. That he feels it's all part of this actor's studio attitude, you know.
The dirty shirt school of
acting. Yeah, and that, it's rubbed off on the kids, and they almost won't accept anything that's literate.
Well, I'm just wondering whether or not we probably won't suffer for these errors in our adult judgment today, 20 years from now, and these youngsters are the parents, or do you think it's something that is a fad and a trend and will be easily forgotten by these people when they are mature?
I think probably so. It's been my experience that kids have changed very rapidly. For 2 years, they may idolize some current hero and then drop him cold, you know.
Well, of course, the disturbing thing to me is that so many of the people that are performing this music, too, are just mediocre performers. And I wonder if...
That's true.
If having that feeling of the acceptance of mediocrity is ever good for a civilization.
No, that I'll agree with you. I think that the performances and the compositions are trash, generally, and that does bother me, too, because after all, the kids of 20 years ago were idolizing Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw, who at least had...
great talent.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
That's right.
Well, why don't you write more songs like this when we're going to play, and then I think our kids will be exposed to some pretty fine things. I want the nation now, who are listening to us in about 168 cities across the country, Doug,
wow,
to know that this is a song written by Doug Watt, the music critic of the New York Daily News. It was recorded by Frankie Lane, and it's called There Isn't a Moment to Spare.
There's not a moment to spare. If we're to fall in love, this is the moment to share. While there's a moon above, there may be other dreams to dream, songs to be sung. But now is the time to dream while love is still young. Don't let this moment go by. It won't return again. That lovely light in your eyes may never burn again. So, darling, take my heart. Don't let love break my heart. There's not a moment to spare. Sweetheart, one moment to spare, sweetheart.
Swell music written by Doug Watt, the New York Daily News writer and foremost exponent of music in the East. And, Doug, it's been a real delight having you on our show. I hope we can do a return real soon.
Are we through so soon?
It's all too fast, isn't it?
Well, listen, when you come into town, when you call me, I'd like to take you out.
I would love to go with you. Thanks very, very much, Doug, for being on our show.
Thank you.
Right, boy.
Bye.
That was Doug Watt with his new hit for Frankie Lane. I hope it's a hit. And this is Howard Miller from Chicago for Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss.
Howard's guest tomorrow, Dean Martin on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago. Mr. and Mrs. Goldfinch, the birds that is, sit for their portrait, and you get a gorgeous 9 by 12 inch print of Goldfinch in full color ready to frame.